Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí are seeking information about three road traffic collisions in Donegal over the past week. Sinn Féin claims the Housing Commission's report highlights that the government's housing plan is failing. Three people were arrested on suspicion of drink driving in the space of 4 hours in Derry City last night, and Donegal is now under a status yellow thunderstorm warning. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport, and Donal Kavanagh brings a special report reflecting on the Buncrana local elections debate which took place on Highland Radio this morning. Gardaí are seeking information about three road traffic collisions in Donegal over the past week. Speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show, Garda Grainne Doherty appealed for dash cam footage or information about incidents in Burnfoot on last Friday and in Donegal Town on Wednesday last. She began with a renewed appeal for information about Sunday morning's tragedy in Buncrana after a car was seen in the water in Buncrana Pier at around 7:30 in the morning.
Following a multi-agency search and recovery operation, the car was recovered from the water. One male, aged in his 80s, was sadly found to be deceased inside this vehicle. We're appealing for any witnesses to this incident, firstly, to contact us. Anybody who may have been travelling in the area of Buncrana Pier, Swilly Road and the shorefront between 6:30 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. on Sunday morning are asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station.
And a road traffic collision being investigated in Burnfoot.
Yeah, this was a single vehicle collision. This happened on Friday the 17th of May, shortly before 6:30 p.m. And it happened in the area of Drumadooey, Burnfoot, so on the R239. This car was travelling from Muff towards Burnfoot when this collision occurred. The driver and three passengers were taken to hospital. They received treatment for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. We're appealing to anybody who may have travelled on that stretch of road, the R239, at that Drumadooey, to make contact with us if they had a dash cam and were in that area around that time, or if anybody witnessed this collision also, we'd like to hear from them. And again, Buncrana Gardaí can be contacted on 932 0540.
In the south of the county, your colleague's investigating a road traffic collision in Donegal Town.
Yeah, this collision occurred at Upper Main Street, Donegal Town, on Wednesday the 15th of May. So lunchtime, so in around 1:55 p.m, so hopefully a few people may have been around, may be able to assist with this one. This collision occurred between a car and a pedestrian. So Gardaí have been in touch with all parties involved, so we're not seeking any vehicles or anything in relation to it, but we're just appealing for witnesses really, or dash cam footage. The pedestrian was a child. They were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive treatment for injuries. Their injuries are not life-threatening in nature, thankfully.
Sinn Féin claims the Housing Commission's report highlights that the government's housing plan is failing. The expert body was established as part of the programme for government to examine housing issues, including supply. A leaked report calls for a radical strategic reset of housing policy and has estimated an underlying housing deficit of up to 256,000 homes. Speaking in the Dáil, Mary Lou MacDonald said the report highlights the coalition's failures.
Taoiseach, the Housing Commission is telling you directly that your housing plan isn't working. And they state that only a radical strategic reset in housing policy will fix the problem. What does that mean? Well, it means that we must see a turn away from the disastrous housing policies of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
Earlier, the Taoiseach told the Dáil that government has made incredible progress when it comes to housing. Simon Harris claimed that 337 homes are commencing construction every day.
I think it's important to say, Ciarán Cóirla, any fair analysis of the situation would show progress when it comes to housing supply. You see it in every town, you see it in every village, you see it in every county. Housing supply is increasing. We have seen 337 new homes every working day in Ireland commence construction. Incredible figures.
Three people were arrested on suspicion of drink driving in the space of 4 hours in Derry City last night. Two of those remained in custody this morning, while the third has been charged to appear in court next month. Sergeant Montgomery says the message of the PSNI is clear. Driving under the influence significantly increases the chances of causing a collision. Therefore, those driving should not drink any alcohol at all. Donegal is now under a status yellow thunderstorm warning and it will remain in place until 10 o'clock tonight. Met Éireann is warning of hazardous driving conditions and spot flooding in some places. A similar alert has been issued for Northern Ireland, affecting counties Derry and Tyrone. Well, 169 ESB customers are without power in Stranorlar this afternoon. It follows a series of outages in the county since yesterday. It's hoped that the fault will be resolved over the course of the next hour. A bank building was rammed a number of times in Derry last night, and police are calling on witnesses to come forward. At around 20 to 12, a red car is believed to have driven into the building numerous times. Those on the Coolmore Road at the time who've seen the event or have footage of it is asked to contact police. An arrest has been made as part of inquiries. Meanwhile, Gardaí are highlighting the importance of home security following two burglary incidents in Inishowen in recent days. In the early hours of this morning, an attempted burglary was foiled by a doorbell camera and burned foot, while on Sunday morning, a resident in the courtyard in Buncrana heard an intruder in their apartment. Garda Grainne Doherty discussed the incidents with Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show.
This burglary happened at the courtyard, Buncrana, on Sunday the 19th of May between 11:45am and midday. So a resident in one of these apartments were in bed. They heard someone enter the apartment. They heard them rummaging through one of the rooms in the apartment. And this resident thought it was a family member that had returned home to search for something or something that they'd forgotten, they'd called back for. But this wasn't the case, they discovered later. Nothing was stolen from the property and nothing was damaged either. So if anybody observed any suspicious activity in that area on Sunday morning past, we asked them to make contact with Gardaí on 9320540 in Buncrana.
An attempted burglary in Burnfoot this time.
Yeah, this attempted burglary happened at Green and View, Cairnshanna, Burnfoot. It happened in the early hours, just very recently actually, the early hours of this morning, Tuesday the 21st of May, 3:53am. It was actually the ring doorbell at that property that alerted the residents that someone was on their doorstep or there was motion happening around their home. So upon viewing the footage, they could see a figure on their doorstep. This figure was well covered up. They had a torch. They wore gloves. They were trying the door handle and they seemed to then search around the area to see had a spare key been left out. No damage again was caused to this property and nothing was stolen as entry wasn't gained to the property. This would actually highlight the importance of having added security at your home also. You know, the benefit of having that doorbell camera that they have this person on footage. We have an exact time that it happened.
A survey to examine the impact of the defective block crisis on the mental health of those impacted is due to close at the end of the month. Ulster University is undertaking the research, which is the first of its kind. Dr. Eileen Doherty is supervising the study. She says the response rate is low at the moment and is urging people to complete the online survey, which takes around half an hour. Dr. Doherty says having a rigorous scientific report into the implications of the crisis on the public's well-being will force government to listen.
The main difference is that a lot of what has been said before, the government can come back and say, well, this is only anecdotal, this is only your opinion, and you have no actual evidence. This is the first time a very rigorous study has been undertaken, which is backed by science. So government have got to sit up and listen. These will be based on fact and figures that are presented to the government and come directly from the views of those people affected themselves. So it's really, really important. People are constantly coming up and posting on social media and in their interviews and talking about the impact. But unless we have them capture those impacts and the challenges that they are facing, for those people, for example, who have decided not to go ahead with the scheme, the challenges they're facing in terms of upfront costs, in terms of the cost that it's a shortfall, in terms of the cost for their homes, all of those things are covered in the survey. And it's really, really important that we get this information through in a scientific peer-reviewed journal article that we can then submit to government.
People may have concerns about sharing their own struggles. How will they be protected?
The survey is effectively anonymous unless the respondent decides to actually give their own information themselves about their names and stuff and their details. So you can complete it anonymously if that suits you better. The other thing is, remember, obviously we are this is protected by GDPR, so the data will absolutely be protected and only be visible by a research team and obviously not shared outside of that.
A link to that survey can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. Gardaí are investigating an assault that occurred at Upper Main Street, Letterkenny, in the early hours of Sunday last. A man was standing chatting to friends on the street between 3:10 and 3:15 when he was approached by an unknown man who had come running down the street. The victim received a blow to the face and was knocked on the ground. Gardaí are appealing to anybody who may have witnessed the incident to make contact with Letterkenny Garda Station. Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating criminal damage incidents in Lifford and Belbafay. Tom Douglas reports.
In the early hours of Wednesday last, a car caught fire in the driveway of a house in Coolatee in Lifford. The fire was noticed by the residents shortly after midnight and the emergency services were called. Gardaí say the possibility that the fire may have been started deliberately has not been ruled out and are appealing for information. At approximately 11:40 on Sunday night last, the sitting room window of a house at Blue Cedars in Ballybuffet was smashed. Gardaí are particularly interested in any sightings of a lone male in the area on foot or on a bike around that time. Meanwhile, shortly after midnight the same night, significant damage was caused to a car and the sitting room window was smashed at a house in Glenpatrick Park in Ballybuffet.
There are plans for an app containing medical information for each user to be launched by the end of the year. The data would be shared among hospitals and GPs. It would have basic information like allergies and blood work. Stephen McMahon from the Irish Patients Association says it makes sense to roll out a system like this.
European Commission study published in 2022, Ireland was last of 27 EU countries in having healthcare information available to patients and so on. 7 years ago, the then Minister for Health, Simon Harris, was lauding the importance of digitising healthcare records to improve patient care and streamline healthcare services. Either the government is going to provide the resources to do this, they would ultimately be held to account for that delay, because it's also a patient safety issue here. It's providing important information behind the system as to, you know, health trends, things that are cropping up on a regular basis. If someone has been to an emergency department as a patient and they've been discharged, yes, you're delighted that you're getting out the door and back home. But you're also not really absorbing all of the information that's being conveyed to you. So it's essential that they have that information to be able to present to the GP.
8 people have reportedly been killed during raids by Israeli forces in the West Bank. Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, says one of its surgeons is among those dead following the raid, which left 20 others injured. The charity says despite online reports, it did not receive prior notification about the raids, which is still underway. MSF teams working in the West Bank say they've witnessed repeated incidents where Israeli forces have targeted ambulances and medical staff at the Khalil Suleiman Hospital. The time has gone 12 minutes past 5. We'll be back with sport after this short break. It's 5:15. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games and newly crowned Ulster champions Donegal. They play neighbours Tyrone in the first of their All-Ireland Championship group games this Saturday. The game in Ballybuffet throws in at 7:15 and there'll be live coverage here on Highland Radio with Martin McHugh and Brenton Devaney joining Oisin Kelly on commentary. Speaking on Monday evening's DL debate, 2012 All-Ireland winner Frank McGlynn feels the winner on Saturday will be in pole position to top the group.
Definitely one that they look forward to, you know. I suppose from past experience, one in Ulster for us, about 11 and 12, we were straight through 14, you know. You were straight through to an All-Ireland quarter-final. I suppose the later two then at 18 and 19, you were back into the Super 8, you know. And I suppose dealing with that maybe, you know, could be a factor, you know. And not being straight through to a quarter-final after one in the Ulster province, you know. And there is that slight unfairness to the champion structure when the province is related to the All-Ireland series. But I do think, you know, the confidence that those players are going to get from the Ulster final should override any I suppose, preparation worries that they would have had from the Ulster final to the first game against Tyrone now. But I think both teams going into this game, they're going to see it as a huge chance to guarantee an All-Ireland quarter-final. I think the winner coming out of Ballybuffet between Donegal and Tyrone this weekend are going to be in pole position to get to that spot of the automatic quarter-final place. You know, with the two games, that's no disrespect to Clare and Cork that are coming, but they're going to fancy their chances on getting victories against both those teams. So it's a game of huge importance, I suppose, for both camps. And I do feel with Donegal playing games regularly, you know, on that two-week basis, Tyrone probably have a four-week break there to deal with. And, you know, those training blocks can be harder to deal with without games than playing games. And I think Donegal will have that slight maybe advantage of having that game mentality and getting back up to that again after the Ulster final.
Moving on to rugby, and Simon Zeebo says his rugby career has been a dream come true. The 34-year-old has confirmed he'll retire at the end of the season. Zeebo made his Munster debut in 2010 with international recognition following 2 years later. He's made more than 170 appearances across two spells with Munster and racked up 35 international caps. In rowing, there'll be no fourth Olympic Games for Sunita Puspuri. Despite a bright start, she placed fifth in the A final of the women's single scull at the final Olympic qualifying regatta in Lucerne. Only the top two qualified for Paris, meaning a fifth place for Conan Pataya in the men's single scull also wasn't enough. But the women's four of Emily Hegarty, Emer Lamb, Natalie Long and Imogen Magner will be going to Paris after winning their final this morning. In soccer, Gareth Southgate's left Marcus Rashford and Jordan Henderson out of his provisional 33-man squad for Euro 2024. Southgate says the decision to omit Rashford is based on form, while Henderson has struggled with injury in recent weeks. Uncapped Liverpool pair Jarrell Kwanzaa and Curtis Jones, they do make the cut, as does Crystal Palace midfielder Adam Wharton. Euro 2024 will mark the final games of Toni Kroos' career. The Real Madrid and Germany midfielder turned 34 earlier this year, but has announced his retirement. His last game for Real Madrid will come against Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League final. And Scotland's women's Euro 2025 qualifier with Israel next Friday will now be played without fans at Hampden Park. The Scottish FA says its operations team has been alerted to planned disruptions to the match in Glasgow. Supporters who bought tickets will receive a full refund. The away match, which will be hosted in Hungary, will also be played behind closed doors on the 4th of June. And Bayern Munich are believed to have held initial talks with Burnley boss Vincent Kompany about their vacant role. The former Manchester City captain was unable to keep his side in the Premier League after guiding the Lancashire club to promotion last season. Finally, for this evening in cycling, Tadej Pogacar has extended his overall lead following a fifth stage victory on the Giro d'Italia. The Slovenian won a stage truncated on account of the weather in the Dolomite Mountains and now holds a 7 minute and 18 second lead over Geraint Thomas with just five stages remaining. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Now, Highland Radio hosted the first of two local election debates featuring candidates from the Brunncranna electoral area today, with six candidates joining Greg Hughes on the 9 to noon show. Donal Kavanagh has a special wrap report.
First-time Fianna Fáil candidate Fionnán Bradley said he is active in the community and wants people to elect him on the basis of his commitment.
I have a track record, I suppose, of community and voluntary involvement. I'm involved in the St Vincent de Paul, the GAA, the Initial Development Partnership, with theatre and drama societies, the Brunncranna Pantomime Society and Inis Theatre Group. And anything that goes on in Brunncranna, you'll usually find me there at the heart of it. So anybody who knows me and anybody who's worked with me will know that I'm a doer, very much a doer. I'm a man of action and I like working.
Sitting Sinn Féin councillor Jack Murray said his record since joining the council is clear and he wants to continue that into the new term.
I'll be asking people to vote for me based on my track record. I sincerely believe that I've worked extremely hard whenever called upon. But there's more that I want to do and there's more that I want to work on. I want to work to ensure there's more housing in Brunncranna in all its forms, social, affordable, rental, houses to buy, and of course to continue the campaign to get our houses rebuilt that are they're crumbling due to defective blocks. I also want to continue to campaign for a new school built for Scullyscon, and of course the three school campuses being Crana College, Clastic Kilnone and Gaelscoil Brunncranna.
ANC candidate Liam Mulligan says there needs to be a refocusing of what local councils can do. He said too many people regard them as extensions of government.
There are various aspects of the council activities which are generally well covered by the local councillors, the day-to-day stuff of trying to push for the local area, very important part of the job. But the other parts are the structural issues of what the council is allowed to do, what the councillors can do, and we need to work to change away from the control by the bureaucracy, where, as Leo Varadkar more or less told me, Old County Council, you're only a branch office of the central departments in Dublin.
Kim McMenamin is running under the banner of the Irish people. He says the government has gone rogue and it's time that was challenged.
We feel the government has gone rogue and, on the issue of immigration, housing. There's so many issues, but those are the main ones that we're finding on the door when we knock on the doors. People saying immigration, housing, immigration. It's like two sides of the one coin. So we're trying to unflip that coin and find out what are the main reasons why we have a housing crisis and what are the main reasons why immigration is out of control. People are feeling that Ireland is full and that we need to stop and control things a bit more so that we can How's the Irish? Get our own people sorted out first.
Independent candidate Eamon McGee is one of a number of defective bloc homeowners seeking a judicial review of the government's legislation. He's also calling for more focus on the housing needs of Irish people.
I'm an independent defective bloc campaigner, and I believe the political way is the only way that we're actually going to get success, to get compensation. Also, I'm a nationalist, and I think that our country's taking on too many people. Our young people haven't got an opportunity even to start a family. But people can come in from all over the world, from safe countries, be unvetted. We're letting them into our communities. We know nothing about them. And people are terrified.
And Peter McLaughlin is a former Bunkrana Town councillor. He says the departure of both councillors Rena Donaghy and Nicholas Crossan is significant for the town, and they need to be replaced by someone with experience.
My plan is to represent Bunkrana, South Inishowen, and Donegal in that order. I've served Bunkrana Town Council from 1992 to 2014. I've been mayor on several occasions. We are facing a different election this year. Two councillors have stepped down, which has created a vacuum. A vacuum that's nearly 60 years of experience lost. Nicholas and Rena have been fighting for Bunkrana, and that is lost. My experience on Bunkrana Town Council, I feel that partially redressed the balance.
You can listen back to the debate on our website, highlandradio.com, or watch how it unfolded on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, and on our Facebook pages.
And a reminder, you can also catch the European election debate, which was streamed exclusively on our website, highlandradio.com. Looking now to weather, it'll be mostly cloudy this evening with further heavy showers. Some thundery downpours are expected and there's a chance of spot flooding. To conclude this evening's news, Gardaí are seeking information about three road traffic collisions in Donegal over the past week. Sinn Féin claims the Housing Commission's report highlights that the government's housing plan is failing. Three people were arrested on suspicion of drink driving in the space of 4 hours in Derry City last night, and Donegal is now under a status yellow thunderstorm warning. That's all for now. We'll be back again with more at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 21st of May. The death has taken place of George Potts, 10, Dennett View, Burn Dennett, formerly of Claddy, reposing at his daughter Rosemary Doherty's home at 306 Victoria Road, Burn Dennett, this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Clocore, at 10. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred at her home in Fairfield, California, of Frances McAtosney, née McBride, formerly of Murlock, Downings. Frances remains are reposing at the Neptune Society, 2750 North Texas Street, Fairfield, California. The death has occurred of Hughie McCall, Terman, Dunlow. His remains will repose at Midland's funeral home today until 8 p.m. with rosary at 8. Removal afterwards to his home at Terman, Dunlow. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. The death has taken place of James Devine, Dromokla Rafoe. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral prayers there on Thursday morning at 11, followed by burial in St. Columbus Church Graveyard, Dromohol. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family fires only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to ICU, North Beaumont Hospital, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Sheila McGrath, née Call, Glencar Road, Letterkenny, and formerly of Massinus, Creasla, reposing at her late residence today until 9 with rosary at 9. Family time, please, before the funeral, which will take place tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. It can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Shane McLoone, Ross Begg, Portnew. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St. Connell's Church, Kilclooney, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. And the death has taken place of Patrick Paddy McMenamin, Ardcrona and formerly of 35 Castle Avenue, Buncrana. Paddy's remains are reposing at his son Sean and Avril McMinman's home at Clonbeg, Buncrana. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. House private from 11 p.m. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.